Sawtooth Mountain Clinic Board held their October meeting at the Birch Grove Center Monday, October 26. The board meets at the Grand Portage and Birch Grove clinics at least once a year, so board members may see the facilities at the clinics. In days past, when we had grandchildren attending Birch Grove, we were in the Birch Grove building every week for one purpose or another. But I realized as I walked into the center that it had been a long time since I was last there. I was pleased to see that the building is in great condition, obviously well tended. Diane Norman, who is the Sawtooth Clinic nurse who usually is on duty during clinic days, took the board on a tour of the clinic. Diane pointed to a couple of pieces of furniture in one of the exam rooms, which were from the era when the clinic was in a house in the community of Taconite Harbor. There was a small desk and a stool. Diane said that she could remember the desk and the stool from the time that she was very young. Diane grew up at Taconite Harbor. When the clinic first moved to Birch Grove, it was located right inside of the front door of the school. A couple of years ago, the school office was moved to the location by the front door, and the clinic was moved to the rear of the building. This space was remodeled very nicely. It has very convenient access through the back door of the building, as well as immediate access to a handicapped accessible bathroom. The West End should be very proud of the Birch Grove building and the many community programs that the building makes possible. We really enjoyed the trick-or-treat crowd on Halloween. Most of the potential tricksters seems to be 6 or 7 or younger. It is fun to see the little ones in their costumes. There's always one child who manages to stand out from the crowd. As one group of 5 or 6 little ones was walking back down the driveway after getting their treats, I called night-night to them. One small person turned, walked all the way back to me and said, "I am not going night-night. I am going to more houses, so there." That set me straight. This is Frank Hansen at WTIP with the West End News, asking everyone to support WTIP during this homegrown radio membership drive. With your support, WTIP can remain strong and continue to strengthen service in the years to come. You can pledge your support by calling 387-1070 or 1-800-473-9847. Thank you.